الحمد لله رب العالمين الذي خلق الأفلاك والأرضين واصطفى حبيبه في الأرض والسماء والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا سيد الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أبدا أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وما خلقت الجن والإنس إلا ليعبدون صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الأمين الكريم
Fakaya Millet, I have been requested to speak in the Urdu language and therefore I excuse the people who don't understand the Urdu language. Inshallah, I will try and add some English sentences in the middle.
Isse pehle ke main aap logo ke samne kuch zaruri baatein pesh karu, ek martaba dil laga kar رسول اکرم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی بارگاہ میں درود شریف کا نذرانہ پیش کرے
اللہم صلی علی سیدنا و نبینا و مولانا محمد معدن الجود والکرم و علی آلہ و صحبہ و بارک وسلم سیدی حضور تاج الشریعہ علامہ مفتی اختر رضا خان الازہری حفظہ اللہ تعالی آپ ارشاد فرماتے ہیں کہ زندگی یہ نہیں ہے کسی کے لیے
سبحان اللہ سبحان
زندگی یہ نہیں ہے کسی کے لیے زندگی ہے نبی کی نبی کے لیے
سبحان اللہ
یہ زندگی یہ پوری کائنات جو کچھ بھی اللہ نے پیدا کیا وہ سب کچھ صرف اور صرف محمد مصطفیٰ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے لیے پیدا کیا یہ بات مسلمانوں کے لیے مسلم ہے کہ لولا کا ما خلقت الجن والانس کہ لولا کا ما خلقت ای شیئ کہ اگر اللہ سبحانہ وتعالی ارشاد فرماتا ہے کہ اگر تمہیں نہ بنانا ہوتا یعنی اے محمد مصطفیٰ اگر تمہیں نہ بنانا ہوتا تو جن انس اور پوری کائنات کسی کو بھی نہ بنایا ہوتا جو کچھ بھی ہے سب کچھ رسول اکرم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے لیے ہے اسی لیے فرمایا کہ زندگی ہے نبی کی نبی کے لیے اور کیوں نہ ہو کہ رسول اکرم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کو اللہ سبحانہ وتعالی نے اتنا کامل اور مکمل بنایا اور اتنا خوبصورت بنایا کہ جو بھی رسول اکرم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی صورت اور سیرت کے بارے میں علم حاصل کر لے تو وہ رسول اکرم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کا دیوانہ بن جاتا ہے۔ ایک شخص نے سیدنا براء رضی اللہ عنہ سے پوچھا کہ حضور رسول اکرم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کا چہرہ مبارکہ، آپ کا چہرہ انور کتنا خوبصورت تھا، کیا تلوار کی چمک کی طرح چمکدار تھا؟ تو سیدنا براء رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ فرماتے ہیں کہ لا بل مثل القمر، کہ رسول اکرم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کا چہرہ مبارکہ تلوار کی چمک تو کیا چاند کی طرح چمکدار تھا۔ آپ سوچے وہ رسول اکرم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کا چہرہ مبارکہ کتنا خوبصورت ہوگا، اتنا خوبصورت کہ اللہ سبحانہ وتعالی نے اتنا خوبصورت بنایا کہ سرکار دو عالم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے ارشاد فرمایا کہ من رآنی فقد رآ الحق، کہ جس نے مجھے دیکھا گویا اس نے حق کو دیکھا۔
سبحان اللہ،
آپ سوچیں کتنا خوبصورت چہرہ ہوگا۔ اسی لیے تو علامہ حسن رضا خان رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ حسان الہند ارشاد فرماتے ہیں کہ دیکھنے والے کہا کرتے ہیں اللہ اللہ، دیکھنے والے کہا کرتے ہیں اللہ اللہ، یاد آتا ہے خدا دیکھ کر چہرہ تیرا. سبحان اللہ، کتنا خوبصورت چہرہ کہ دیکھ لیا تو گویا اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی کو دیکھا، دیکھ لیا تو اللہ یاد آتا ہے. آپ سوچیں کہ سیدنا ابو ہریرہ رضی اللہ تعالی سے جب پوچھا گیا تو آپ نے ارشاد فرمایا کہ ما رأیت شیئا احسن منہ کأن الشمس تدور فیہا کأن الشمس تدور فی وجہہ، کہ رسول اکرم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم سے زیادہ خوبصورت میں نے کبھی کسی بھی چیز کو نہ پایا، گویا کہ آپ کے چہرہ مبارکہ میں سورج دوڑ رہا تھا، اتنا خوبصورت آپ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کا چہرہ مبارکہ تھا. سبحان اللہ، آپ سوچیں کہ کتنا چمکدار سورج ہے، رسول اکرم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کا چہرہ اتنا چمکدار اور اتنا روشن تھا جیسے کہ سورج آپ کے چہرہ مبارکہ میں دوڑ رہا ہے، سوچیں آپ. اور سیدنا عبداللہ ابن سلام رضی اللہ عنہ جنہوں نے اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی کی بھیجی ہوئی پچھلی کتابوں کا بھی مطالعہ کیا اور انتظار میں تھے کہ آخر الزمان نبی جب آئیں گے تو ہم ان پر ایمان لائیں گے، انہوں نے سب نشانیاں پڑھ لی تھی اور جب انہیں معلوم ہوا کہ محمد نام کے ایک شخص نے نبوت کا دعویٰ کیا ہے، آخر الزمان ہونے کا دعویٰ کیا ہے، تو وہ آئے. اور کس نیت سے آئے؟ اس نیت سے آئے کہ میں امتحان لوں، دیکھوں کہ یہ واقعی ہے کہ نہیں، ان میں وہ علامتیں پائی جاتی ہیں یا نہیں. تو جب وہ آئے، سبحان اللہ، وہ خود فرماتے ہیں، وہ خود ارشاد فرماتے ہیں کہ فلما استبینت وجهه، جب رسول اکرم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی بارگاہ میں حاضر ہوا اور پہلی مرتبہ آپ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کا چہرہ مبارکہ میرے سامنے ظاہر ہوا، فعرفت ان وجهه ليس بوجهك الذاب، تو میں جان گیا کہ یہ ممکن ہی نہیں کہ اللہ اتنی خوبصورتی ایک جھوٹے چہرے میں شامل کر دے، اللہ جھوٹے چہرے میں اتنی خوبصورتی عطا کر دے. میں فوراً جان گیا کہ واللہ یہ حق ہے، یہ حق ہے، یہ حق ہے. صرف چہرہ مبارکہ کو دیکھ کے ایمان لے آئے. من رآنی فقد رأى الحق، جس نے مجھے دیکھا گویا اس نے حق کو دیکھا. انہوں نے چہرہ مبارکہ کو دیکھا تو جان گئے کہ اتنا خوبصورت چہرہ یہ کسی جھوٹے کا چہرہ نہیں ہو سکتا. اب آپ سوچیں کہ سیدنا عبداللہ ابن سلام رضی اللہ عنہ نے ہمیں ایک نسخہ بھی دے دیا، ایک نسخہ دے دیا کہ اب پہچاننا ہے تو چہرہ کو دیکھو، چہرہ کو دیکھو اور پہچانو. اور آپ سوچیں کہ یہ علماء کرام جن کے بارے میں فرمایا گیا کہ العلماء ورثۃ الانبیاء، کہ جو علماء کرام انبیاء کرام کے وارثین ہیں، تو آپ دیکھیں کہ اگر حق کو جاننا ہے تو آپ علماء کے چہروں کو دیکھیں اور سنی علماء کے چہروں کو دیکھیں، پھر وہاں بھی علماء کے چہروں کو دیکھیں، شیعہ علماء کے چہروں کو دیکھیں، اور حق واضح ہو جائے گا کہ سنی علماء کے چہرے آپ دیکھیں کتنے خوبصورت ہیں، اور دیکھے وہابیوں کو چہرے کو اور شیعوں کے چہروں کو دیکھے کتنے بدصورت ہے، اور علماء اہل سنت کے چہروں کو دیکھو کہ اللہ نے انہیں کتنا خوبصورت بنایا. آسانی سے سمجھ میں آ جائے گا کہ حق پہ کون ہے. اسی طرح دیکھے ہمارے حضور تاج الشریعہ کو، دیکھے سیدی حضور تاج الشریعہ کو کہ چہرہ لگے سہانا میرے اظہری میاں کا، ہر سنی ہے دیوانہ میرے اظہری میاں کا. آپ سوچیں کتنا خوبصورت چہرہ. تو سیدنا عبداللہ ابن سلام رضی اللہ عنہ فرماتے ہیں کہ یہ ممکن ہی نہیں کہ اللہ اتنی خوبصورتی ایک جھوٹے چہرے میں جمع کر دے. اتنے خوبصورت رسول اکرم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. آپ سوچے سیدنا ابو ہریرہ رضی اللہ عنہ ارشاد فرماتے ہیں کہ اذا ضحك رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم، کہ جب رسول اکرم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم مسکراتے اور ہنس دیتے تو یتلألأ فی الجدر، کہ دیواروں میں روشنی نظر آتی. آپ سوچے رسول اکرم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم مسکراتے ہیں تو آپ کے منہ مبارک سے اتنی روشنی نکلتی ہے کہ دیواروں میں چمک نظر آتی ہے. سبحان اللہ، مسکرا دے وہ چہرہ مبارکہ، مسکرا دے تو دیکھیے سوچیے کیا حال ہوگا. دیواروں میں جو چمک اور روشنی نظر آئے تو آپ سوچیں کتنے خوبصورت ہوگے رسول اکرم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم، کیا خوبصورتی ہوگی. اسی لیے تو اعلی حضرت رضی اللہ عنہ نے فرمایا کہ وہ کمال حسن حضور ہے کہ گمان نقص جہاں نہیں، یہی پھول خار سے دور ہے، یہی شمع ہے کہ دھواں نہیں.
سبحان اللہ.
اور فرمایا کہ رخ دن ہے یا مہر سما، رخ دن ہے یا مہر سما، یہ بھی نہیں وہ بھی نہیں، شب زلف ہے یا مشک خطا، یہ بھی نہیں وہ بھی نہیں. اور ہم لوگ سن چکے ہیں سیدنا جابر ابن سمرہ رضی اللہ عنہ، آپ نے ایک مرتبہ 14ویں رات کو جب چاند پوری طور پہ چمک رہا تھا دیکھا کہ رسول اکرم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم چل رہے ہیں، باہر سیر فرما رہے ہیں، اور آپ نے ایک سرخ دھاریوں کا ایک سفید لباس پہنا ہوا ہے. اب دیکھ رہے ہیں چاند کی طرف، کتنا خوبصورت اللہ نے اس چاند کو بنایا، کتنا چمکدار ہے. اور پھر کہتے ہیں کہ دیکھ رہا ہوں رسول اکرم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے چہرہ مبارکہ کو، کہ یہ بھی دیکھے کتنا خوبصورت ہے، کتنا خوبصورت چہرہ مبارکہ، کتنی روشنی چمک رہی ہے چہرہ انور میں سے. 14ویں رات کا چاند ایک طرف رسول اکرم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کا چہرہ انور. سوچ میں پڑ گئے، ادھر دیکھتے ادھر دیکھتے، ادھر دیکھتے ادھر دیکھتے، فرماتے ہیں کہ اذن فوجہ احسن عندی من القمر، کہ جب میں دیکھتا رہا تو میں نے فیصلہ کر لیا کہ اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی نے اگرچہ چاند کو اتنا خوبصورت بنایا ہے، فیصلہ میرے دل میں یہی ہے کہ رسول اکرم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کا چہرہ یہ چاند سے بھی زیادہ خوبصورت ہے. اسی لیے تو فرمایا کہ خورشید تھا کس زور پر، خورشید تھا کس زور پر، خورشید تھا کس زور پر، کیا بڑھ کے چمکا تھا قمر. خورشید تھا کس زور پر، کیا بڑھ کے چمکا تھا قمر، بے پردہ جب یہ رخ ہوا، یہ بھی نہیں وہ بھی نہیں. بے پردہ جب وہ رخ ہوا تو یہ بھی نہیں وہ بھی نہیں. آپ سوچے رسول اکرم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کا کتنا خوبصورت چہرہ، کتنا خوبصورت چہرہ تھا وہ. آپ سوچے کہ اس زمانے میں آدمی جب کسی خوبصورت عورت کو دیکھتا ہے اور عورت جب کسی خوبصورت آدمی کو دیکھتی ہے تو وہ سب ایک دوسرے کے دیوانے بن جاتے ہیں. ہوتا ہے کہ نہیں ہوتا؟ یہ ہوتا ہے. It is common. My whole life is sacrificed for you. میری زندگی تجھ پہ قربان، میں جی رہا ہوں تیرے لیے جی رہا ہوں. Every breath I take it for you. ہے کہ نہیں؟ یہ ہو رہا ہے نوجوانوں میں. لیکن اس کی وجہ یہ ہے کہ انہوں نے جانا نہیں کہ رسول اکرم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کا چہرہ مبارکہ کتنا خوبصورت تھا. اگر وہ جان جائے اور سیرت اور صورت کو پڑھے رسول اکرم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی تو وہ بھی کہنے کے لیے تیار ہو جائیں گے کہ زندگی یہ نہیں ہے کسی کے لیے, زندگی ہے نبی کی نبی کے لیے. آپ پڑھیے سیرت کو, سورت کو پڑھیے رسول اکرم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی, سمجھ میں آئے گا کہ علامہ حسن رضا خان رضی اللہ عنہ نے کیوں فرمایا کہ تیری سورت, تیری سیرت زمانے سے نرالی ہے, تیری سورت تیری سیرت زمانے سے نرالی ہے, تیری ہر ہر ادا پیارے دلیل بے مثالی ہے. رسول اکرم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کو اللہ نے کتنا خوبصورت بنایا, کوئی عیب کی جگہ نہیں, کامل مکمل. سیدہ عائشہ صدیقہ رضی اللہ عنہا ارشاد فرماتی ہے کہ کنت ادخل الخیط فی العبرۃ حال الظلمتی لبیاض رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. آپ سوچے کہ اندھیرا ہے, the lights are off, بتیاں سب بند کر دی جائے, ایک دم اندھیرا ہو جائے تو کچھ نظر آتا ہے ہمیں؟ کچھ نہیں نظر آتا. اندھیرے میں سیدہ عائشہ صدیقہ رضی اللہ عنہا ارشاد فرماتی ہے کہ اندھیرے میں رسول اکرم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کا چہرہ انور اتنا خوبصورت اور اتنا روشن تھا اور اتنی چمک خارج ہوتی تھی آپ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے چہرہ مبارکہ میں سے نکلتی تھی پھوٹ پھوٹ کر, کہ اندھیرے میں داغا میں سوئی کے اندر داخل کرتی تھی اور وہ مجھے اچھی طرح نظر آتا تھا. آپ سوچے کہ ایک دھاگا سوئی کے اندر کیسے داخل کیا جائے, ایک دم غور و خوض سے دیکھ کے داخل کیا جاتا ہے, جس کو چشمے کی حاجت ہے وہ چشمے کے بغیر داخل نہیں کر سکتے. رات کے وقت میں سیدہ عائشہ صدیقہ رضی اللہ عنہا ارشاد فرماتی ہے کہ لانٹن تو کیا جلایا جائے, بتی کیا جلائی جائے, رسول اکرم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی خوبصورتی کی بنا پر, لبیاض رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, آپ کے روشن چہرے کی وجہ سے کی روشنی سے میں داغے کو سوئی کے اندر داخل کر لیتی ہوں.
سبحان اللہ, تکبیر,
اللہ اکبر,
نعرہ رسالت, نعرہ غوثیہ, علماء اہل سنت.
آپ سوچیں, ڈسٹنگٹ یور سیلف, اب سوچے کتنے خوبصورت رسول اکرم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, ہاؤ بیوٹیفل ہی واز. اور صرف خوبصورتی نہیں, آپ ہر چیز میں رسول اکرم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کو دیکھ لیں, ہر معاملے میں, ایوری تھنگ دیٹ دا پروفیٹ محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم پرفارمڈ, ایوری تھنگ واز دا موسٹ پرفیکٹ اینڈ دا موسٹ بیوٹیفل. ہر چیز میں خوبصورتی, چلنے کے انداز میں خوبصورتی, the way he walked, the most beautiful manner of walking, the way he spoke, the most beautiful manner of speaking, the way his blessed hair was, the best haircut, the best style of having your hair. ہر چیز میں رسول اکرم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم سب سے زیادہ خوبصورت اور سب سے زیادہ کامل اور مکمل. This is the Prophet Muhammad صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. So why should we not, کیوں نہ زندگی ان کے لیے جی جائے, جی جائے. آپ سوچے, why not shall we sacrifice all our whole lives for the Prophet Muhammad صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. اسی لیے تو اللہ نے اتنا کامل مکمل بنایا کہ پوری کائنات کو رسول اکرم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے لیے بنایا. سوچے, just think to yourself that the beauty of these mountains, the beauty of the nature of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the way Allah has created everything, the water in the sea, the ocean, and the waterfalls. Look how beautiful everything is. And if you think to yourself and understand that everything has been created for the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then how beautiful must the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam be? وہ کتنے خوبصورت ہو گئے. آپ سوچیں, رسول اکرم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کو اللہ نے ہر چیز میں کامل مکمل بنایا, ایوری سنگل تھنگ. دا میسنجر آف اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم جب آپ چلتے, وین ہی واکڈ, ایون اسٹونز اینڈ راکس اینڈ ٹریز اینڈ ماؤنٹینز یوزڈ ٹو سے سلام ٹو دا پروفیٹ محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. اٹھا کے پڑھے شفا شریف کو, لک ان ٹو دا بک written by Imam Qadi Ayad, The book that is known today as Ash-Shifa, really it tells you in there, it tells you that when he walked, the stones and the rocks and the mountains and the trees, they used to recognize that this is the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they used to say salam when he walked past. Har cheez mein kamil mukammal, in everything. Think to yourself, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in everything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave, har cheez mein Allah ne itni taqat ata farmayi. Aap sochiye, aapke haathon mein kitni taqat, aapki zuban mein kitni taqat, jo aap irshad farma de wo ho ke rahe. What he sallallahu alaihi wasallam would say would happen. Aap kuch bhi farma de, koi shakhs aa raha hai, a person is coming, and the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that this is such and such a person. So even if it is not that person, it becomes that person. Aap jo bhi farma de wo ho ke rahe. Aapne ek martaba farmaya, ek shakhs, nare takbir, nare risalat, Huzur Mufti Ihtisham Sahib Qibla, Assalamu alaikum. Once a person was eating, and he was eating with his left hand, baye haath se kha raha tha. He was eating with his left hand, and the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had advised that every person must eat with his right, and it is the way of shaitan to eat with the left hand. He said that his hand couldn't lift his hand. He couldn't lift his right hand, and that's why he was eating with his left hand. And this was an excuse he made. You know, sometimes when you tell somebody, this is the way of doing it, and he just makes an excuse up. He makes a false excuse up. In this manner, he made a false excuse. Oh, I can't lift my right hand. That's why I'm eating with my left hand. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's blessed mouth spoke the words, it is like that. Yani his right hand is like that. And the Sahaba ikram say that he was not able to lift his right hand until he passed away. The hand became like that. It became paralyzed. He couldn't lift that right hand. Why? Because it came out of the blessed mouth of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Wo zaba jisko sab kun ki kunji kahe, wo zaba jisko sab kun ki kunji kahe, uski nafid hukumat pe lakho salam.
Subhanallah.
Whatever he sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, it was to happen. And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his blessed tongue was such that Sayyid Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha says that when the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam would say something, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would be haste in making sure that whatever he sallallahu alaihi wasallam said would become the truth.
Subhanallah.
And that is why there's a hadith that once the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was traveling with the Sahaba ikram. He was traveling with the Sahaba ikram, and they came to a well. And the well, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was informed that Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the water of this well is salty. It is salty. And the name of this well is such and such. And the name was not a good name. The name showed that the well had a defect in it. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, from his blessed tongue, ismuhu Nu'man. The name of this well is Nu'man. The name of this well is Nu'man, which has a very good meaning. It is Nu'man, it is a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa ma'uhu tibun. And the water of it is sweet. And the water is good and it's sweet. And the Sahaba ikram say that we swear by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala As soon as the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam spoke them words, that water which was salty, it became sweet.
Subhanallah.
All the water in the well became sweet. Simply because it came out of the blessed tongue of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And the Sahaba ikram, the Sahabi who narrates the hadith, he says that غَيَّرَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ إِسْمَهِ The Messenger of Allah صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ changed the name of the well. وَغَيَّرَ اللَّهُ مَاءَهُ And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala changed the water. Because it left the mouth of the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. That it is sweet, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala changed the water. This is what we believe. We believe that all the power that Allah gave to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is not the own power of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It is the power from Allah. It is the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This power that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam possessed, it was all given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is why Imam Ahmad Raza radiyallahu anhu said, ki ni'mate baatta jis samt wo zishan gaya, ni'mate baatta جس سمت وہ ذیشان گیا ساتھ ہی منشی رحمت کا قلم دان گیا that wherever the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam roamed the earth wherever he went with the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wherever he went and wherever he needed anything or wherever he performed anything it was the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that was with the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam that did all these actions for the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam this is how the moon split into two it was the gesture of the blessed finger of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the power that Allah had placed in that finger's gesture that the moon split into two the sun was brought back when it set This was all the fazl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This was all the power that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And think to yourself that this messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how perfect, how beautiful, how great he was. He was free from all faults. There was absolutely no fault in the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Even the trees would rip themselves out of the earth and they would come and prostrate in the court of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the Prophet that Allah has chosen for us. He's the one that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created everything for us. Allah chose the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, created the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and then He created us and everything else for the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Everything has been created for the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Imagine that whenever anybody needed anything in the time of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they would come into the court of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Even today, all over the Arab world, you know, sometimes people say that this belief is the belief of Barelvi. People say that this belief is the belief from India, the subcontinent, from Bareilly. But wallahi lazim, if you go to the Middle East, I have been to Syria, I have been to Egypt. Go around these places, go to Turkey, go to Morocco, go to all these other countries in the Middle East, and you will find that the people all around the Arab world, beside the minority of extremists, the rest of them all, they are all chanting the words, Madad, Madad, Ya Rasulallah al-Madad. They are all chanting this. Everywhere you go, have we not seen that in Morocco, in Egypt, in Turkey, in Syria, in Yemen, in all these other countries, there are blessed shrines of the Awliya-i-Kiram? Have we not seen that? Then why do people say that it is the belief of Barelvis to go to Mazarat? Why do they say that? Have you not been around the world? You know who says these things? It is those people who live in a well. Have you heard of the saying where they say a frog living in a well? The frog has no idea what's happening outside. He just sees what's in the well. Oh, this is how it is. That's it. You need to come out of that well. Come out of the well and look around you what is happening. Go around the world سِيرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ. Go and travel around the world and you will find that not only the ulama and the Muslims of Bareilly Sharif and of the subcontinent go to the mazarat and chant the praises of Ya Rasulullah and seek help from Al-Ghawth Al-Azam radiallahu anh, but go to all these other countries and you will find that the majority of the Muslims are those who visit the graves, who go and pray to the people in the grave. They seek help from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala via the awliya ikram, and they chant the praises of Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They chant the words Ya Ghawth Al-Madad. This is happening all around the world. All it is you need to come out of that well and see what is happening, because everybody does this. It is only a minority, a minor group of people. People say that the Sunnis are less and there's no work happening. It's because you're living in this well. You're living in this well where you can't see what is happening. Just because Sayyiduna Huzur Sayyidi Tajus Sharia doesn't come on the TV, you think that he doesn't have any followers. Just because Huzur Muhaddis-e Kabir doesn't come onto the TV, you think that he doesn't have any followers. Koine mantai nahi. People think that. And just because this Tahirul Padri Qadri, he claims to be Qadri but is a Padri, he comes on the TV, you think, oh ho ho, he has so many followers, look at him. Look at this person, oh he has so many followers. Look at Zakir Naik, he has so many followers. Look at such and such, he has so many followers. These people don't have any followers. Brother, you've not seen how many followers they have. Have you ever spent time with them? Have you ever been to a program with them? But there's people smash stages up just to go and touch Huzur Sayyidi Tajus Sharia. And in India and in other countries as well, they have to build stages so high so that people don't break the stage down, just to touch Sayyidi Tajus Sharia. Just to touch him. Just to touch his shoulder. Never mind holding his hand and kissing his hand. This is the state of people like Sayyidi Tajus Sharia. Just because you don't see it on TV doesn't mean it doesn't exist. Only if you travel with them, you go with them to a program, then you will see how people are crazy about Huzur Sayyidi Tajus Sharia. All these people on the TV who you think have a massive following, even them people when they see Sayyidi Tajus Sharia, they fall down onto their knees and they kiss his hands. This is the state of Sayyidi Tajus Sharia. And not only humans, there are so many jinns that are followers of Sayyidi Tajus Sharia. And this is confirmed. You know, Amilin who we know with certainty have jinns and muwakkilin. And this is all possible, it has all been mentioned in the hadith that this happens. Those people have confirmed that yes, the jinns are murids of Huzur Sayyidi Tajus Sharia. There are so many followers and people think that we're just in a minority. Do you know how much work Sayyidi Tajus Sharia has done? Do you know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through his hikmah, tested Huzur Sayyidi Tajus Sharia, put him through trials and tribulations, and his eyesight became less through the test of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah, Allah tests his awliya ikram. And remember the hadith of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah tests him the most who is most closest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He who is most close to Allah, Allah tests them more. And do you know, I have seen Sayyidi Tajus Sharia go through so much struggle, but wallahi, he shows absolutely no sign of distress. No sign of it. Only people who are close to him, they know how many struggles he goes through. How many troubles he goes through. Do you know the Sahaba Ikram used to say that we know how many struggles the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam goes through. People don't see it, but we know, but yet he has done so much work. Think to yourself that a person who used to look with his eyes and he used to read so many books, he's read so many books in his life, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests him by taking his eyesight. Let me see. This servant of mine is my beloved. I have made him my beloved. Let's see what he does without his eyesight. Allah tests people. Sayyidi Tajus Sharia, even after his eyesight is taken by Allah as a test, when he wasn't a hafiz of the Quran before, After his eyesight has been taken, he becomes a hafiz of the Quran. Subhanallah. Just imagine. He was already a hafiz of much of the Quran, all the ayat of the ahkam and everything. Of course, obviously, he knew them off by heart. But now, he has a person recite the Quran. And after he finishes one ruku or a certain amount, then he says, now you listen to me, and he recites it back. This is his power of memory. And Huzoor, I have myself witnessed this, that we were sitting in Bareilly Sharif, we went to visit Huzoor Tajul Sharia, and there is always work happening. Even though he doesn't see, now he speaks and he orders a person to write. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless Hazrat Mufti Ashiq Hussain from Kashmir, who has been serving Huzoor Tajul Sharia. He orders Huzoor Sayyidi Tajul Sharia, speaks with his blessed mouth, and Huzoor Maulana Ashiq Hussain, he writes. May Allah reward him so much. He writes. Now he speaks and he writes. Now Sayyiduna Huzoor Tajul Sharia was there dictating, and Ashiq Hussain was writing. And Ashiq Hussain then says that, Huzoor, yesterday you made me write all of this. I wrote it, but I can't find a reference for it. Now think that Ashiq Hussain has eyes. He has looked everywhere. He has looked. And Sayyidi Tajul Sharia said that look in the such and such a volume of Fatawa Razviya, on such and such a page, after halfway down the page, you will find it there.
SubhanAllah.
I was thinking, how does Hazrat know? And then Ashiq Hussain said to me that this is the case every day. When he dictates, he tells me in Raddul Muhtar, in Raddul Muhtar, on such and such a page, in such and such a volume, it says this. When Allah has taken his eyesight, He shows so much greatness and exaltedness that he knows everything in his blessed mind. It seems as though Allah has taken his physical eyesight and Allah has given him a spiritual eyesight.
SubhanAllah.
That is what it seems like. And Maulana Mufti Muhammad Aftab Qasim Sahib, who just came to us and he has left us now, he was telling me the same. That he himself witnessed that Sayyidi Tajul Sharia, he would order and Ashiq Hussain would write, and he would also give references. Do you know why I'm telling you this? I am telling you this because the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Rasul Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam ne farmaya, "I'tammu bi likay ya'tam bikum man ba'dakum." You follow me so that those who come after you follow you. And I have mentioned this hadith many a times. Ke tum log meri pairvi karo تاکہ تمہارے بعد والے تمہاری پیروی کرے. He didn't say that you follow me so that the other people follow you and then those who come after them follow them, etc. No. You follow me so that those people who come after you follow you and then those who come after follow you follow them and then those who come after follow them, those who come after follow them, and this continues. And it has continued until today. یہ آج تک سلسلہ جاری رہا. And think, people like Imam Azam Abu Hanifa radiallahu ta'ala, and they followed the way of people like Sayyiduna Abdullah ibn Masood radiallahu ta'ala and Sayyiduna Ali radiallahu anhu, and they followed the way of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyiduna Imam Ahmad Raza radiallahu ta'ala and followed the way of those that came before him. That's why we hold steadfast unto the maslak of Imam Ahmad Raza radiallahu anhu. And then those who have come today, people like Sayyidi Tajul Sharia, who have held onto the maslak of Imam Ahmad Raza radiallahu ta'ala an, it is the order of the hadith that we must follow people like this. We must be obedient and we must follow the way of these people. And that is what is success in this world for us. And do you know that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sahaba ikram, the companions, they imitated every action of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And when he said, "I'tammu bi likay ya'tamma bikum man ba'dakum," what it means is, you lot imitate me so that those who come after you imitate you, and those who come after imitate you. Yani you copy the way of that person. And that is why the Sahaba Ikram, they copied the way of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hana, when somebody asked the Sahabi of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, کہ اکان رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم یتلو القرآن و یقرا القرآن فی صلاۃ العصر, that did he used to recite the Quran in the Asr Salah. Remember this hadith? I've mentioned it to you before. Did he used to recite the Quran in the Asr Salah? The Sahaba Ikram said, Naam kana yaqra. Yes, he used to recite Quran in the Asr Salah. So the Tabi'i Hazrat, the students of this Sahabi, they said, how do you know? How do you know that he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to recite the Quran in the Asr Salah? Aapko kaise maloom ki Asr ki namaz mein Quran ki tilawat farmate the? How do you know? Because it's a sirri salah. There is no voice heard. So how do you know? So the Sahabi says, بِالْطِرَابِ لِحْيَتِهِ, by the movement of his blessed beard, we came to know that he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reciting the Quran. آپ کی داڑھی مبارک کی حرکت سے ہمیں معلوم ہوا کہ آپ قرآن کی تلاوت فرما رہے ہیں. سبحان اللہ. Now think to yourself that the صحابہ کرام are in salah, who are they looking towards? They are looking towards the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Asr ki namaz mein, in the Asr Salah, how do they know that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reciting the Quran? Because when they are in salah, not like us where we look down, they are looking towards the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And is there anybody been born that can say that the Sahaba Ikram's namaz is invalid? Hai koi? جو کہہ دے کہ صحابہ کی نماز نہیں ہوئی. Is there anybody who can say that? That the namaz of the صحابہ اکرام does not count? Because instead of focusing on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and looking down or towards Qibla, they are looking at the blessed face of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Can anybody say that? No, of course not. Because we know کہ ذکر خدا جو ان سے جدا چاہو نجدیو, ذکر خدا جو ان سے جدا چاہو نجدیو, واللہ ذکر حق نہیں کنجی سقر کی ہے. Because we know that all Najdis, all extremists, if you wish to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without the remembrance of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then I swear by Allah, that is not the remembrance of Allah, but that is the key to the hellfire. That is the key to the hellfire. This is what Imam Ahmad Raza radiallahu anhu says, that if you want to reach wasle maula chahte ho to wasila dhund lo, be wasila najdiyo hargiz khuda milta nahi. If you want to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you must find a wasila to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the sahaba ikram chose Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as their wasila to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this is how they used to be. So the aqidah of the Ahlu Sunnah, The aqidah that has come to us from Bareilly Sharif, is the aqidah of the Sahaba Ikram. They used to perform their salah looking at the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And there is a clear hadith where near the time where the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was about to leave the Sahaba Ikram, leave this worldly life, when he moved the curtain, blessed curtain, and he looked out when the Sahaba Ikram were performing salah behind Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. Authentic hadith where the Sahaba Ikram, they turned in salah to look at the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They all turned and looked at the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in salah. And not only that, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu also turned from ahead, and he turned and looked at the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Not only that, when the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the Quran it says that when Allah and the Messenger call you, then you must go attend to their call. And when a Sahabi was performing salah, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went past him, and then he called him. Went past and saw that he is performing salah. And then he went into his room, and then he called for the Sahabi. The Sahabi did not come because he was performing salah. After a while he came and he said, Ya Rasulullah, you called sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that, why did you not come? He says, I was performing salah. He says, have you not read the verse in the Quran where Allah has ordered that when Allah or the Messenger of Allah call you, then you must attend to their call? Subhanallah. Subhanallah. This is why Imam Azam Abu Hanifa radiallahu anhu and the Aimma Mujtahideen, they say that when the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam calls, it was fard upon the Sahaba Ikram to leave their salah and attend to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And if he sent them somewhere, even if it was into the market, then they would go to the market, they would come back, and they would fulfill the command of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and then come back and complete the salah from where they left it. All that time is regarded as though they were in salah.
Subhanallah.
This is the belief of the Sahaba-i-Kiram. The Sahaba-i-Kiram imitated the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in every way. Sayyiduna Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala used to travel all the way from Madinatul Munawwara to halfway to Makkatul Mukarrama, and used to lie in the shade of a plant or a cactus plant or a tree, and then he used to lie and he used to sleep, perform qailula, and then he used to come back to Medina Sharif. People used to think he's mad that he travels all the way there. You know, if somebody comes from a faraway place and he comes just to the seaside here in Sri Lanka, and then he sleeps there for a while and then he goes away again, people would think he's mad. He's come all the way from there just to sleep for a little while and then he's gone again. All that traveling, spending all that money for no reason. Sayyiduna Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anh used to say, I only do it because I saw the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam sleep there once. He just used to have this urge that I must imitate the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he used to do that. Sayyiduna Salim ibn Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala, he used to seek specific places when he used to travel, and he used to find places where the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam performed nafl salah, and he used to perform salah there. And he used to say that I saw my father do this, that's why I do this. And my father said that he saw the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam do this. In this manner, our pious predecessors, they imitated. The Taba'i, they imitated the Sahaba-i-Kiram. The Taba'i imitated the Taba'i. And in that manner, people imitated this person after this person after this person until our time came. Imam Ahmad Raza radiallahu anhu, he imitated those who were before him. People like Sadr al-Sharia alayhi rahma, Mufti Azam Hind alayhi marrahma, they all imitated Imam Ahmad Raza radiallahu anhu. And these ulama-i-kiram were imitated by people like Huzur Hafiz Millah radiallahu anhu, and Allama Sardar Ahmad Khan alayhi marrahma, and all these other ulama-i-kiram, they all imitated these people. Now look at all these students of Imam Ahmad Raza radiallahu anhu, Sadr al-Sharia, Mufti Azam Hind, Hujjatul Islam, Malikul Ulama. These are all karamat themselves. These are all giant scholars. Mountains of knowledge they possessed. They were all great, great figures in their time. These people, Imam Ahmad Raza radiallahu anhu produced. Those that came after them, they imitated them. Sayyiduna Huzur Hafiz Millat radiallahu anhu, he used to drink extremely hot tea, and he used to say that, I know it damages my teeth by drinking something extremely hot, but I still drink it because I saw Sadr al-Sharia alayhi rahma drink hot tea like this. Just imitating. Why? It is following the hadith of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. It is following the hadith of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Sayyiduna Huzur Muhaddisi Kabir. By the way, just before the speech, I spoke to Huzur Muhaddisi Kabir on the telephone, and he said to me that, give my salam to all the people of Sri Lanka. So salam to you all from Huzur Muhaddisi Kabir. Aapka naam leke salam bheje aapko to. Maine kaha aap yahan hai. Huzur Muhaddisi Kabir, he doesn't eat any sweet. Mithai nahi khate. He says ke I eat all my sweet in my tea. Chai mein sab mithas jo hai jama karke usi mein pee leta hu. He drinks tea with plenty of sugar, and he doesn't eat any other mithai. But he eats jalebi. He eats jalebi, and do you know jalebi is very detrimental. It's just sugar, full of sugar. But he eats it, and he says, I only eat it because Huzur Hafiz Millat radiallahu anhu used to eat it. This is following that hadith of imitation. And you know, when you follow these ahadith, it is as though, if you follow these ulama-i-kiram, it is as though you are following the hadith. I'll just give you one brief example of it. I'll give you two examples. Two in one. The Imam al-Sharif. Okay. I'm wearing this Imam al-Sharif. And if you look at my Imam al-Sharif, it goes from, apparently when you look from the front, it's from my right side, it is going to the left side. Hannah, can you see that? It's going towards the left. I was in England once in Blackburn, in a masjid, Masjid-e-Raza in Blackburn, and a great scholar had come from India, and known as a great scholar, and he came, and he must have seen my imamah sharif, and he said, ki ye ghalat hai, your imamah is going from right to left. Kaha ja raha hai? Bayi janib ja raha hai na? Yeah. So it's going to the left, it should be going to the right. Theek hai? It should go towards the right. You should go, always you should go right. Hamesha dahni taraf jana chahiye. You should go to the right. This is what he said. Now, I was troubled a lot. I thought, I've seen Huzur Muhaddis-e-Kabir, I've seen Huzur Taj-ul-Sharia, this is how they wear it, this is why I've done this. So what must be the matter? So I used to always think about it, but I continued to wear it like this. And the reason why I continued is because I knew that these ulama-i-kiram, Sayyidi Taj al-Sharia and Huzur Muhaddis-e-Kabir, and there are other ulama-i-kiram who are so great as well, those who remain steadfast on the maslak of Imam Ahmad Raza, those that came before. So I knew that if they are doing it, then it must be right, but there must be an explanation. So I waited, and when Huzur Muhaddis-e-Kabir came, he took his whole imamah sharif off. When I asked him, and he stood up and he started wearing his imamah sharif, he said, look, where does it start from? Because if you look at the Aam Muballigin, if you look at those people from who work for the Da'wat and the Muballigin, their Imam al-Sharif usually goes towards the right, from the front. If you see someone, then look attentively and just check next time. Now, Huzur Muhaddis-e-Kabir, he stood up and he took his whole Imam al-Sharif off, and then he said, right. He took the Imam al-Sharif from the back and he said, look, where is my Imam al-Sharif starting from? From the back or from the front? Aage se shuru ho raha hai ya piche se shuru ho raha hai? I said, Huzur, piche se shuru ho raha hai. Starts from here, the back. This is where it starts from. He says, ab dahna kaha hai? Yahan hai ke yahan hai? I said, Hazrat, ye dahna hai aapka. And then he said, isi liye hum yahan laate hai, dahni taraf. Phir aage se bayi janib jata hai, kyunki humne dahni taraf se shuru kiya hai. So apparently, it is going towards the right. And that is why there is a hadith, and he says that there is a hadith that inna Allah yuhibbu at-tayammun, and in another narration at-tayammun, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves starting from the right, and that is why we do this. And then he says ke hum is tarah isliye bandhte hain, because we have seen Huzur Hafiz al-Millat wear his Imamah Sharif like this, and we have seen Huzur Mufti Azam Hind radiyallahu anhu wear his Imamah Sharif like this, and he used to follow the way of Imam Ahmad Raza radiallahu anhu, which means Imam Ahmad Raza radiallahu anhu used to wear his Imamah Sharif like this, and Imam Ahmad Raza radiallahu anhu used to wear his Imamah Sharif in the way he saw those who came before him, and that is the way Sayyiduna Ghawth-e Azam radiallahu anhu used to wear his Imamah Sharif, and that is the way those who came before, like Imam Abu Hanifa radiallahu anhu, used to wear the Imamah Sharif, and that is the way the Sahaba-i-Kiram and then the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is the tarjama of the hadith, اَيْتَمُّ بِي لِكَيَّاتَمَّ بِكُمْ مَنْ بَعْدَكُمْ. You imitate me so that those who come after, they imitate you. This is that hadith. The other one was about covering the ears. The second example. We cover the ears when we wear the Imamah Sharif. Now, you see those people who work for the Dawah, they don't cover their ears. So why do you cover your ears? So when I asked Huzur Sayyidi Muhaddis-e-Kabir, he said, aapne jab dars-e-nizami padha to hidayah mein dekha nahi aapne? I said, kya Hazrat? So he says, did you not see that in Hidayah Sharif there is a hadith in the chapter of Tahara where it says ki al-udunane min al-ra'si, that the ears are part of the head? Have you not seen that hadith? And the hadith says that the imamah is worn on the head, and therefore it is worn on the ear as well. So dekhe, we do this because we are imitating Huzur Muhaddis-e-Kabir, Huzur Taj al-Sharia. He said, we do this because we saw Mufti Azam Hind alayhi rahma, Sadr al-Sharia, and Hafiz al-Millah, Malik al-Ulama, and all these other great scholars. We imitate them. But amal kis pe ho raha hai? Hadith pe ho raha hai. The amal is actually on the hadith, al-udhunane min al-ras. So this is the manner we should all live our lives in. We should imitate those who imitate the way of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is success in this world. This is why we have been created. We have been created for the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is serving the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, imitating him, is the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we should imitate the Sahaba kiram, those who came after, those who came after, and we should imitate the ulama of our time. We should imitate them, and remember, don't imitate just any ulama, imitate those who have continued this chain. So those who are stuck with imitating those before, continue imitating them. But those who have cut that chain off and they have their own new styles and manners and they change the rulings from the previous ones without any valid reasons, so those we shouldn't follow. Those are the wrong ulama to follow. Follow those who have continued this chain of imitation. And inshallah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you success. And this goes to all men and women in terms of clothing, libas. I have heard about the women here, especially in Sri Lanka, about the way they dress. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. May Allah protect our women from wearing clothing that is haram in Islam. If we wear clothing, it must be in the imitation of those pious people who came before us. The ulama, the men should be wearing clothing according to the sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If you're wearing clothing, make sure it's baggy and it's loose, so that it is not so tight that it exposes your body figure. That's the main thing, that when you wear clothing, it is modest clothing. And it's the same for the women. They should follow the way of people like Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha, the way of Sayyida Fatima Zahra radiallahu anha, and the way of the other women who came after, like Sayyida Nafisa radiallahu anha of Misr, of Egypt, Sayyida Rabi'a, Rabi'a Basariya, and Sayyida Rabi'a Adaviya radiallahu anhuma. These type of women, they should follow their ways. The way of the blessed wife of Sayyidina Mufti Azam Hind radiallahu anhu. The way of the wife of Sadr Sharia alayhi rahma. These are the women that they should be imitating. They should wear modest clothing. Wear modest clothing, because if you don't wear modest clothing here today, then tomorrow on the day of judgment and in the grave you will be punished. On the day of judgment you will be punished, and then you will be thrown into the fire of hell. It is better to go through a bit of struggle today than to go through that struggle in the hereafter. Because today it is nothing. This life is of 2 or 4 days. That's all this life is. And then we will die. And tomorrow, on the day of judgment, if we go into Jannah, then that is going to be forever. And that will be extremely long. So live your life today for the hereafter, and wear clothing and imitate the way of the pious people. Wear modest clothing. Don't wear clothing of the people of today, the fashion of today, where you're exposing your body, you're exposing your privacy. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us all from exposure like this. May Allah make us all pious, give us all the tawfiq to follow the sunnah, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq to follow our ulama-i kiram, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through our ulama-i kiram, through the wasila of our ulama-i kiram, reach us to the way of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and through that, may we all please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and through the pleasure of Allah, may we all on the day of judgment stand with the group of Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani radiallahu anhu and the group of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and then enter into Jannah with those people. Ameen bi jahi nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam wa ma alayna illa al-balagh. Jazakumullah khair. Oh.